Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable, high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program. Households may be eligible for a discount on their high-speed internet service, up to $50 per month, or up to $75 per month for households on tribal lands, which accounts for a majority of our state. AARP fought hard for the emergency broadband benefit so that Oklahomans can access affordable high-speed internet. For more information on the emergency broadband benefit and to see if you qualify, go to AARP.org/OKEBB. That's AARP.org/OKEBB or text internet to 22777.
Well, cattle futures market had a really good day again today. We opened up higher and pretty much stayed higher all afternoon. The June live cattle were up $1.85 at 121.22. This is the highest level going all the way back to April, the first part of April, actually. And it seems like just over the last four or five trading days, we've rallied $5 and it's actually getting stronger, not weaker. So that's a really great sign for the live cattle market. It looks like early on today, there was some 124 trade in Nebraska. And then later today, some 122 bid down in Texas. So it's kind of a short bought rally here where the market, where market's kind of scrambling around to get some cattle bought, and that's lifting the futures. Now the August were up at just about 124. Looks like their final settlement's going to be at 123.90, actually up 262. And the feeder cattle were just the same way. We were up 222 in the August at 156.82. The September's $1.82 higher at 158.65. A lot of people watching this August feeder cattle here. It's almost back to the May highs. The May highs were just over 158, about $1.50 higher than the current price. But yesterday morning we gapped higher, so a lot of people thinking that maybe we sell it here and then try to hope that it gets back to fill that gap from just about 2 days ago.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's on the road the next couple of weeks. On Thursday, June 17th, they'll be offering 51,175 head of cattle, calves, yearlings, breeding stock, and more at the Corn Belt Classic happening in South Sioux City, Nebraska. Then the following Thursday, June 24th, it'll be the Tallgrass Classic in Emporia, Kansas. For details, you can call Superior Livestock 800-422-2117 or check out SuperiorLivestock.com.
Today's grain futures generally under pressure, but they did fight their way back throughout the trading day. July corn closed up 8.25 cents at 664, while SEP and December were down about 7 cents, putting December at 573. The beans were down anywhere from 6 to 21 cents. November new crop down 21.75 cents at 1373, and then the Chicago and Kansas City wheat down generally 14 to 15 cents. So weakness across the board in everything but the July corn. And then cotton futures were up a little bit with December up 67 to 86.80. Yesterday's crop condition report was a little bit disappointing and bullish from my perspective. The corn conditions were 68%, down 4% from last week. Soybean conditions 62%, down 5% from last week. Cotton was about 45% good to excellent, down 46%. So generally speaking, the crops are rated worse than last week and last year. Spring wheat, we've been watching that one closely because that's the one they grow up north in the drought area. It's only 37% good to excellent. Last year it was 81%. So big drop down in the spring wheat conditions. But the markets didn't really play into that. It looked like the 7-day forecast was quite a bit wetter for the Midwest, and that's what was driving today's trade action.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.